Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner, who is the program manager at the Center for Rural Policy and Development.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. And, you know, we keep hearing over and over again about how great the ag economy is, which is true. It's going gangbusters right now. And when we think about that in terms of southern Minnesota in particular, but really all over the state, typically that refers to sort of, I guess, what has become the traditional farm, which is a fairly sizable operation. Where does that leave the person who wants to get into farming or the small family farm?
Right. Well, when you look at farm size data and numbers of farms over the last 10, 15 years, you can see there's just been a striking amount of farm consolidation in western and southern Minnesota, where you have the really large corn and soybean and large-scale farm operations, and the numbers of farms have dropped. And with property prices the way they are today, the cash rents on property, it's just getting phenomenally difficult, you know, for somebody who isn't already in a large farm to just be able to even start farming. But one of the big developments of this past year has been something that we've been hearing a lot about. It's called the local food movement. And of course, this has been going on for a while, you know, especially with organic farming and everything. But it seems like this past year, maybe it's because of the recalls that have been going on and everything, the local food movement has really picked up steam, and people are really actively trying to buy their food at farmers markets or trying to buy food that hasn't traveled 1,500 miles to get to your table. And it occurred to me that the local food movement is really what could make the small farm viable. People are able to grow a number of different crops, and they actually have a place to sell it. If you wanted to sell to a Cub Foods or, you know, an Econo Foods or a Hy-Vee, they need large, reliable suppliers, you know, something that a 100-acre farm just couldn't supply. But farmers markets give those smaller farms your audience, your customer base that you can sell to. And there are many small farms that will sell to several different farmers markets during the week. And so it really makes it economically viable for these small farms to exist.
You know, and another one that comes to mind are some of these small, smaller food co-ops and those kinds of things. They purchase from sort of the local marketplace.
And the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has been a really strong supporter of the Minnesota-grown movement for the last 15, 20 years. And so you'll see that everywhere too.
You know, it's funny. Everything that's old is new again because, you know, in the old days, you ate what was grown locally, there wasn't any of this, travel of 1,500 miles to get to your table. So,
yep, and here we are back again.
Here we are back at that again. Well, it's fascinating to look at this, and it does provide perhaps an opportunity for people who want to get into modest size farms. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner. We'll catch you next week.